So that's the reason for all of this coming about. Now, of course, there's still a lot of discussion because the problem is that we don't want to lose a lot of the progress that we made in identifying people that are SIRS positive that before they're really, really ill with acting on them and identifying them. What I think is that there's value in both, and what we really should do is still identify people that are SIRS positive due to infection, and we ought to start acting on that. But let's not call them sepsis, because we know some of those SIRS positive patients will end up not actually having sepsis. What we should do is use what the Sepsis Alliance is proposing, which is we ought to call those people rule out sepsis. So they're SIRS positive, they have infection, rule out sepsis. And then if they later actually meet the definition, the sepsis 3 definition, then we can say, okay, yes, in fact, they do it. Now we know for certain they do have infection. But the advantage of calling it a rule out sepsis is that we can still mobilize the healthcare system and clinicians to be thinking that these people are at risk early and getting them the right treatment early. And then you can back off if you find out later they're not ill. This is what we did with heart attacks in the United States. So we got in a rhythm of people show up to the hospital, they have chest pain, and you immediately call them, chest pain, rule out MI, rule out heart attack, and they go through an evaluation to make sure they don't have heart attacks. And the majority of those people that come to the hospital don't. And then you say, oh, good, they ruled out, they didn't, and, they're on their way, you can send them home. And we know we test a lot of people that don't have heart attacks. But in so doing, we catch a relatively small percent early that are having heart attacks. We intervene, and outcomes are so much better. We've dramatically improved heart attack care in the United States in the last several decades with that strategy and other treatments, too. It's more complicated than just that. But, that really should be the approach, in my opinion, for sepsis. Let's use a definition that when we're sure they have it, we'll actually call them sepsis. But let's not lose the value that we had with the sepsis 2 definition, and let's still recognize that at-risk population. Let's just use a different name. Let's call them something different, and what I like is rule out sepsis.